news and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden is in Angola, the first visit ever by a sitting U.S. president there, and the first visit of a U.S. president to sub-Saharan Africa since 2015. Today, Biden tours Angola's Slavery Museum. More stories surfacing about some of President-elect Donald Trump's picks for his administration, among them Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth.
ABC News has not confirmed the New Yorker's reporting, which claims Hegseth brought his employees to a strip club, and Hegseth had to be restrained while drunk from joining the dancers on the stage. A Hegseth advisor saying they're not going to comment on outlandish claims. It comes as Republican senators appear open to Trump's controversial pick to lead the FBI, Kash Patel, who's vowed vengeance against Trump's enemies.
That's ABC's Christiane Cordero. Some criticizing President Biden's decision to pardon his son Hunter. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado says Biden put personal interest ahead of duty. This is ABC News. Gas prices sticking to the lowest levels we've seen in years.
Well, a few areas of the country saw gas prices tick up around Thanksgiving. For a majority of the U.S., prices have been flat or gone down a bit over the last week. Analysts say the nation is seeing the lowest gas prices since 2021, and in the weeks ahead, prices should go down even a bit more. But economic uncertainty over tariffs could send oil prices and then gas back up if tariffs are implemented under the Trump administration in January. But the Energy Department reports in the past week, on average, nationwide, gas prices came down about a penny to $3.03 a gallon. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Police in California looking for a killer. Authorities say Cesar Hernandez, convicted of first-degree murder, escaped while being transported to a courthouse prison near Bakersfield. And a nationwide shortage of school bus drivers is forcing changes in North Carolina. Officials in Durham, North Carolina, cutting busing back to 4 days a week. Parents have to figure out the fifth day on their own. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Bucks are on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Pistons tonight in Detroit, an NBA Cup game, the in-season tournament. Doc Rivers thinks this could be a fun game to watch.
It's early in the season, and you have a game that has some meaning behind it. The team that you're playing, it's a must-win for them. You know, it's a must-win for both teams in some ways. You don't get this early. And so I think it's good for everybody.
College hoops, Wisconsin hosts Michigan tonight in Madison. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation in the latest AP poll. NFL Packers getting ready for the Lions. Green Bay defensive end Lucas Van Ness has a quarterback sack in each of the Packers' last two games. I asked him about Lions quarterback Jared Goff.
Yeah, you know, you've seen that he's a very efficient passer, and we're going to do what we can just to kind of keep the momentum we've had over the past few weeks, getting after quarterbacks and trying to do our best to impact the game that way.
That's the Packers' Lucas Van Ness. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickin' Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the upper 20s. Tonight, steady temperatures, and then tomorrow we'll stay in the low 30s through much of the day. It'll be cloudy with flurries, very windy with falling temperatures late tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. It'll be windy with falling temperatures through much of the day Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, we discuss, how the heck do we evaluate if the Donald Trump 2.0 presidency is a success? I'd like to hear from you, MAGA voters. Tune in.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Kind of a cold intro, wouldn't you say there, Todd?
All of a sudden it was like,
yeah,
okay, go.
We blast off, no countdown. Right.
Different.
Wow. I think it has a pace.
No. Just a different, different setting.
Different
but a great
vibe.
Setting. A different vibe. But we're here.
Hi, Nikki.
Hey, what's it like
Hello,
to
Amanda.
Be in the Oshkosh studio on time, fellas?
Yeah, nice.
Hello, Todd. Good morning.
Hello, Lisa. Is Lisa wearing shoes today?
You'll have to ask her. I'm not
right.
sure.
Okay. All right. Isn't this great down here?
Yeah, I
and
love
thank,
it.
Yeah. Thank you, Nikki, for driving.
Yeah. And well, anything to make sure our
stars are here.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, yeah.
And have they arrived yet?
Yeah, what time are they scheduled?
Merry Christmas.
What's their time slot?
9:01.
Niner? All right, we're in Oshkosh, ladies and gentlemen, at WISS, which is 98.3 FM and 1100 AM. And we're going to have some great guests from the Oshkosh area coming down to join us. Jim, was your drive down sufficient today? Are you all right?
Well, Nikki drove.
You drove to Appleton.
We rendezvous in Appleton. So, yes, it was fine.
I thought that was a pretty good job of you finding him in Appleton.
Huh.
Down there amongst all the parked cars.
I love a good carpool.
Yeah.
Carpool.
Then we had a nice conversation on the way down here, too.
Sure.
And we didn't get lost, which is last time, as people may who are listening, we realized past Fond du Lac that we
did you ever
missed our exit.
Carpool? Like actually carpool?
Oh, my gosh. As a kid? All the time.
No, as an adult.
Yes. I organized the carpools.
Okay, you would. But that's like a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, it is. And then if somebody doesn't show, I don't
exactly.
know.
Exactly. Or you're late.
A little independent for that.
Yep. We had four people in the car. All four of us worked in the mine. And it's about a 12-mile drive. And boy, when it was my turn to drive, it's like you didn't want to sleep in. You didn't want to, because, I mean, that's their paycheck you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're counting on you to get to work.
To make it as smooth as possible.
Like, you didn't sleep last night because you were nervous about this trip, right?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Well, it was a Diet Coke and that real spicy salad and that football game, which was the best game I've seen this year. Denver beat Cleveland. Well, I don't even know the final score. 43-39 or something.
Wow.
It was Jameson Winston threw for over 500 yards, four touchdowns, three interceptions. There were like interceptions return of 70 yards for touchdowns. It was unbelievable.
Have a night, kid.
And there was a 93-yard touchdown that was unbelievable, touchdown pass.
You think you could run as fast as him? 93
I can't
yards?
Run a cow.
Allegedly.
I'm still doing that this summer. I'm out running a cow.
All right.
John, be careful because I know a guy who knows a guy. Now, a lady who knows a guy that the cow turned on him. Yeah, kind of went after him.
Are you serious?
No.
Amanda has serious. This story, too?
No, really, that's true, you guys. And I think it was like he wanted to... Like made him or something.
Oh, what?
Oh yeah. So no, I swear to God.
So
okay, see, all right. Thank you for.
My sister worked at a dairy farm, right. And this cow stalked her for days before it finally decided she was in just the right position, rammed her into a pole.
Yep.
You didn't even have to say it a pole.
You did.
Yeah. So now we know that the cows kill more people than sharks.
Yes,
and there you go. Right?
That's incredible.
Whoa.
Be careful with that. We should probably get a fence between you.
Like a snow fence.
Right.
A cyclone fence. Yeah. Wow.
Are we really doing that? You're going to race a cow this summer?
If my hip is okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, here we go.
What?
You just
knew there was an out. I know.
No, I
there's
didn't.
The out.
Yes. Yep.
I did not.
Exactly right. Yeah. Ding, ding. Yeah. That's what we didn't bring to the Oshkosh office.
The bell.
See if I've got anything here. That's this. Oh, that's no good. Oh, that's even better.
What about the backing away?
Yeah.
All
sorts of stuff.
The bell. We'll bring the bell next time. But anyway, yes, that was a good game last night. But I did fall asleep.
Unbelievable game.
Did you take the over?
No, I didn't bet on
man,
that game.
I wish.
We gotta get. I know.
Today I'm back.
Hey, what?
Isn't it funny? You lose one game,
and
it's like you just. I'm not doing that anymore.
Keep my money in my own pocket.
Although we're talking last night because at the community shelter we have tailgate parties, so we have we have lunch and then we have dinner and then we have the Packer game Thursday night. And I was telling them that, Packers aren't going to win.
Yeah, they are. Lions are really banged up. Lions are really, really banged up.
But we can't bet. You know, you can't bet.
I think the Packers are going to win that game.
Do you?
I do.
Because I told them, I said, well, you guys, that'd be a fun party, but I don't know.
I think they're going to win that game.
Okay. Well, all right, we'll talk about that Friday morning because that's Thursday evening, but that is going to be, they're not favored. I'm going to go out to the casino just to kind of check. The Packers aren't favored.
I don't know.
No.
I mean, they lost two more starters the other day.
I bet you Lions are favored by 5.
All right, let's see.
And it started already. I bet you they're up by 5.
We'll bet on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to bet on.
Jersey color, coin flip.
Would you hear about that? Opposing teams, what they're accusing the Lions of doing with their uniforms?
Mm-mm.
They're the exact same color as all the background now. Like if you're an opposing quarterback and you're back to pass.
In Detroit?
All the walls like that would be like silver, the exact same color of your thing. So
that's
so
cool.
They blend in. Yeah, the opposing teams are saying that's like cheating. They did that on purpose. They like literally changed the colors.
I'm sure they
So that everything blended in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
All right, I'm good.
So people are just mad that they didn't get to do it.
Yeah.
That
other
Lions
teams
did it
first. Probably.
Sure.
Okay. So, all right. This guy who's coming in from the area pantry, we drove by there on the way.
Yeah.
Right? That's the place we passed?
Absolutely, yep.
Boy, is that a great-looking building.
Okay,
I just wanna...
Lions are favored by 3.5.
Okay.
Over under 51.
That's going to be a shootout. That's awesome.
I think so, too.
All right. Am I going to do that? I got to think about it. But I won't get that.
You know what I need to do first, though? I have to pay off the guy who I had place a bet for me. Because I was actually up at the deer camp when I called a guy to place the bet. So he put his money down, so I got to pay him before I make another bet.
I would never, you called me one time. I
know you wouldn't
that.
Do it for
no,
me.
No, I don't do
you
that.
You wouldn't do it for me. I would have
like,
done it for you.
I didn't really say that.
I would have done it for you.
Nah, I don't.
And then if you win,
right, I don't,
who's responsible?
Well, a little juice, got to get a little something for the effort.
No, that's where.
Would you have done that for, he wouldn't do it for me.
No way, I'm not.
Would you have done it for me?
Because then he would have changed his mind if he lost. No, I didn't. No, did I say +3? No, I didn't say that. I said +2 or something.
Todd, would you do it for me?
I'm not really into betting, so would I do it for you?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because
you're mino.
Right? I wouldn't know what to do.
Well, me either, but I'd still go in there with some cash and see what happened.
I'd like to put $5 on blue, please.
Well, I don't think there's... I lost my hearing.
Yeah, so did I. Oh.
You're still on.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I don't think there's a minimum, is there? I mean, I think you could bet $5.
That is the minimum.
Oh, it is the minimum.
$5, or else you can go to the machine and bet $2.
I don't know how to use those. Do you?
I do.
Okay. I don't. I was watching guys use those.
Yeah. No, but I would rather do $5, $10.
Can you put your credit card on there, too?
Yes.
Well, that's the only way you can do it. Well, you can't. No. At the windows, you have to use cash.
Yeah.
But okay. At the other things, you have to use the card, right?
Interesting.
Yeah. I think you can feed
I'm
that.
Wondering if that's how... I'll be honest,
I haven't used the machines out there.
What's that?
I have not used the machines out there.
And I don't want to be that guy asking people how to...
I want to go out. Let's do that, though. I got something to do in Appleton. But
I'd go this afternoon.
We can go out.
All right.
You don't have something to do in Appleton.
Yeah, I've got my mother lives there. So we're going to go do a little grocery shopping.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, I like doing that. And then she's 92. But
no, that's great. Keep doing it.
Festival or Pick and Save. They're both. Those are the two places. But she'll go where one's a deal, and then she'll go to another one to find another.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Oh, my mom would go to six different places.
Of course.
And with coupons for all the different ones.
Well, and today is, the double.
And then she likes oranges. And the oranges fluctuate in price. And sometimes she, that's too expensive.
Yeah. I told you that story. We did that trip to Hawaii for Channel 5. I had to host a trip.
Yeah.
And we had these two wonderful, nice, little old Italian, quintessential, stereotypical Italian ladies from the UP. And we're in this one store, and it was time for the bus. What are you doing?
There was
time for the bus to leave. And like, anybody see Lena? And I can't remember. I said, I'll go check. They're in the store. And they're arguing with the girl at the checkout. Well, where we're from, they will take coupons from other places. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, ma'am, we don't do that. Just go ahead, sweetie. It'll be okay. And there's his captain. No, hon. It's
in Hawaii,
okay.
They
want to
use their Nagani coupon.
For like a 30 cent coupon.
Of course.
Yes.
So, hey, we'll do that. But that, I like shopping with her.
Now, will you show her pictures and stuff of the trip? And
I'm not a Facebook guy, but people put all that stuff on. But I've sent her pictures and we're out there.
Oh, neat.
So we have like a little family, what's it called? Just like family
chat?
Group or chat. Yeah.
Is she on Facebook?
Do that. My mom is.
Is she really?
Oh, big time.
At 92?
Really? Yeah.
That's amazing.
Does she text?
Oh, yeah.
What?
That's
she sent me a text.
Incredible.
No, she doesn't.
That really is.
But Jim says he's not on Facebook,
yeah, right?
Which we know you are. Like you're like, he's incognito, as they say.
But you could, sure.
But
when it comes to like, posting stuff or sharing things, that's just in this very select group.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Of my family. That's it. That's only what people who are in it.
So
I got to play the
speaking
thing.
Of Facebook, quite the accomplishment for our very own Mr. Mino.
Thank you.
This morning.
Why is that?
Do you want to brag about it?
Yeah. Yeah. Because our man, Bex.
Yep.
I'm helping him with a school project today.
Yep.
So he put a little thing on Facebook thanking me. I'm going to play it for everybody.
No.
Why?
He didn't put it on Facebook. He texted you.
Oh.
Confidentially.
Yes.
And then.
And you put it on Facebook.
And it was a video.
Yeah.
And you loved it and adore it so much.
It built you up. So you put that. So that's.
Right.
There is another reason I'm not on Facebook.
Okay. Can we listen to it now?
Sure. Put it up to your microphone there.
It starts over here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, John, it's Beckett. Can't wait to see you tomorrow. I'm going to ask you 6 to 8 questions about my school project. Don't worry, I'll go easy on you, and I'm very excited to see you tomorrow. Thanks again.
I love it.
All right.
Ouch. Beck's out.
Beck's
okay.
out.
MVP, Employee of the Month.
Can
you get
that
the
great?
Kid on the payroll?
Student of the Month.
Yes.
Huh.
Did you get that on Facebook by yourself, or did Nikki help you like she had to help you?
Well, okay, she was going like 85 over the Alloway Bridge, so she couldn't help a lot.
I'll take the under on 85.
Whatever.
Said an officer of the law, yes.
So she kind of talked me through it, but otherwise I did it.
Yes, by yourself.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like.
Yeah. Wow. Nice. Whole new me. Whole new me.
Are you? And you're on time?
I
and
know.
Oshkosh?
I know.
Big day here, folks.
Big day.
Big day.
It's a whole new me. Whole new me.
Love it.
Mino and the mayor, Nikki and Amanda and Todd and Lisa and a whole bunch of folks here in Oshkosh with us. We'll be back right after this.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
No matter how you say it, Berenson's Candies in Green Bay has been synonymous with Christmas tradition since 1925. That means a trip to Green Bay without Berenson's Candies could get you in a lot of trouble. Stock up on your favorites like Meltaways, Pecan Turtles, and Angel Food. When buying your candy this year, you better make it Berenson's. The Berenson's family wishes you a Merry Christmas season. Berenson's Candies, 200 North Broadway in Green Bay. The chocolate people dream of, no matter how you say it.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor coming your way from WISS in Oshkosh. And of course, 97.9 FM WGBW in Green Bay and the Civic Media app worldwide. Today is Hug Day.
I love hugs.
Yeah.
Today's Hug Day.
Today's Hug Day.
So that says everything right there. Nick's like, I love hugs. We're all three
everybody,
like,
everybody, cringe.
Yeah.
We're Germans. We're not.
We don't show love.
We don't show a lot of compassion.
Just think. Listen to the.
Is that going to be addressed in personality training on Friday?
It might be. Yeah,
I'm a hugger.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to bring that up yesterday because we were talking when we had the lady who said it was so important to have bilingual people helping out at their place. And I was thinking about that. Dom, my son, is totally bilingual in German.
Yeah.
I don't think you have many German refugees coming over these days, do you, that they need help? Don't they all speak English in Germany now?
I would say a majority of them do.
Yeah.
I would say a majority.
Did you know our very own Amanda speaks German?
Do you?
She does.
I did not know that. Okay.
I actually now recall you speaking to your child.
Oh, yeah, no. I teach my son German.
That's great.
Yeah, I call him Kleinekinder.
I thought that was just a term of endearment.
No, so, hey, little kid, get over here, you know. And then,
you ever say a little scheisse?
We're not supposed to say
all right,
that.
Sorry.
Is the German FCC listening to us right now?
I'm pretty sure the FCC
Radio
knows
Munich.
What that one is. No. I learned it in middle school. I kept it in high school. I almost got a minor in it in college, and then I was in Germany for a few weeks. And
oh,
it was
wow.
Great.
That's cool.
So how do you keep awesome. Your scissors sharp? Like, where do you hang out?
So I have a friend who is actually...
Is there a group?
So she was stationed in Germany in the military for a long time, and hers is way better. So her and I will randomly just talk to each other in German. It's honestly the best way to do some crap talk with people in front of them.
I think UWGB has a German club.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. They did years ago.
I know.
Okay, Norbert says, but I studied German, but it just, unless you keep at it, I think it's really, really hard to.
Well, what's great is Wisconsin is so German, so they'll run into it here and there. And then with the EAA, I actually, when I worked in retail, when I was in my early 20s, there was someone who came in who couldn't speak English, and I was trying to, like, you know, work with them. They were having an issue. We discovered that we both knew German, so I was able to use that to communicate with them.
Yeah. I know at least three of my World War II guys that were used as, like, translators, who are all from right around here, when they'd have prisoners.
Easy to keep, though, your language up in Spanish. I mean, look at how many masses you could go to.
Sure.
You know, just that whole east side of Green Bay, the bank. I mean, and they say, look, that's the majority.
I don't think I've ever heard the terminology or the saying, how do you keep your scissors sharpened?
Me neither. That was impressive.
Yeah. I like it.
And I'm like,
wow.
Yeah, Jim, we're not talking about scissors here. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And I realize what you're trying to say.
How do you stay sharp?
Yeah. Right? How do you keep your scissors
sharp?
But
I really like that.
I agree. I'm using it.
But it's because of that continued communication, and and that is the best thing you can do. But I think it's a little harder, French, German, and Green Bay. But you're saying there are some groups
actually
that you
have. A lot of schools don't even have the German program anymore. It's usually just Spanish and French now.
It is.
Well, no, I will tell you that
Notre Dame does.
We had a sister city in Lucca in Italy.
Okay.
And went over there a couple times.
Remember that song?
Second floor.
But yeah. Yep.
Went over there a couple times. And what, one of the
I've never
results,
heard Todd in a falsetto before.
Lives upstairs from you?
Yeah. Yep. Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, anyway, Amanda. Sorry. Sorry.
One of the things that came out of that sister city relationship was they started teaching Italian at East.
Oh, no kidding.
I don't know if it's still there.
Oh, I didn't know anybody taught Italian.
They do. Yeah. And then we would
That's cool.
And the Italian club is pretty active in Green Bay. It really is. And what's that called when you guys go walk around, like, after dinner? It's something, and we would do that and just talk.
Well,
it's, I know it's a walk.
I don't know.
It's
the
called
layman
something.
Call it the fart walk.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, that was
how do you say that in German?
Nikki gets a promo on the station starting tomorrow.
Okay, thank you for that.
Down fart walk.
I'll find that. Anyway, yes.
Today is also Green Bean Casserole Day.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's mushrooms, right?
Giving Tuesday.
Yeah. It's Giving Tuesday. Let's just remind people that's throughout the United States, Giving Tuesday, because we all celebrated, obviously, Thanksgiving with our families, and then Black Friday, which is a big retail day, and then Small Business Saturday, and then, of course, we had Cyber Monday. So we're spending money on our friends and our loved ones, but today is as big a day, but it's a day that we just Googled charities and everything. There's Boys and Girls Club, which is where Johnny's going to be later today. There's community shelters, Alzheimer's, everything. And they all need money.
And
so
here's
the
deal. They depend, a nonprofit in the fourth quarter. Do you want to talk about
the funds deleted?
Trying to be resourceful.
Depleted, right.
And so.
And as a company, we've done something really cool. If you go to civicmedia.us, the first thing that comes up is a Giving Tuesday thing. You click on that, and you can actually give to places right here in Northeast Wisconsin, including the new community shelter, the Oshkosh Area Food Pantry.
Awesome.
So we've done that work for you. These are all vetted. They're programs across the state. Civicmedia.us right there.
Nice.
Click on it and give.
And
well done.
You should make this part of your holiday, right?
Yes.
Because I'm not saying whatever you spent on Friday and Saturday and Monday, but boy, that would be cool to match it because you read those numbers and it's unbelievable.
Here's the deal. You donate to those and that's tax deductible.
Yes.
So.
I'll be honest with you. I would donate copious amounts.
That's really not copious.
Okay. Of money.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One takes copious notes. Copious,
because that was our word of the day. We were trying to throw
that's
it
more
in
detailed, but isn't copious more detailed? And John said he would donate copious amounts of money.
Was he trying to get that
he
word?
He was trying
in
to get the word of the.
We didn't clarify that he had to use it properly. Listen,
just use it.
Day one of the challenge.
I don't think
the first day. By the way, it's Brendan Fraser's birthday today. He's 56. I watched 10 minutes of his most recent movie and had to shut it off.
The Whale?
The Whale?
Yeah.
Why?
It was disturbing.
Really?
It's pretty, yeah.
What's the premise?
Did you see it?
What's the premise?
I did.
Kind of disturbing?
It is.
And I don't mean in a bad way, but how mean his daughter was to him. And it was just like heartbreak.
I said, I can't watch this.
You get
me too. I did, went upstairs, but then I came down and watched it a little bit more.
Look at my gizmo trick.
Did you see?
How'd you do that?
Wow. It's called balance.
Okay, she's
a witch.
She's standing on one foot.
Can you take a cherry stem and do stuff with it too?
Bend over. I'll show you.
You've never seen that one where people take a cherry stem and they tie it in a knot in their mouth?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have. That's cool.
Can you do that, Todd?
No, I cannot.
Oh, you raised your hand.
I'm giving you 30 seconds.
Hey,
30 seconds.
Okay, that whale, did you see what he did for makeup?
Yeah.
Unbelievable how getting ready it was. Hours and hours.
I know.
But I really felt sorry.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. I agree. I just thought it was terrible.
WGBW and WGBW.FM. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Ah, this change in Wisconsin weather means everybody's got to step up their game if you're taking care of animals. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. Of course, we talk a lot about taking care of our livestock, but what about those chickens so many people have fallen in love with? Couple suggestions coming up.
Innovation. That's BioVet.
Freeing up your time for the holidays is at the top of our list. When you choose BioVet microbial and nutritional products to keep your livestock out of the sick pen and healthy, you'll enjoy more time with your family this holiday season. Many thanks and warm wishes from our BioVet family to yours. Learn more about how BioVet can save you time and money on your farm by calling 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation. That's BioVet.
Ron Kane is a University Extension poultry specialist on the UW-Madison campus. He said, well, the natural reaction for many people that have backyard birds is to shut that coop down and make sure it's buttoned tight for the winter. He said doing that could actually do more harm to your birds.
You know, obviously the cold temperatures are not ideal for chickens. And I think, you know, our first gut reaction is we should seal everything up tight, right, and make it airtight. But you have to be careful with that because we do still need ventilation. We need to get rid of, you know, stale air and also a lot of moisture. If it gets damp, that can be pretty unhealthy. So we do need to ventilate. So, yes, close things up, but not completely airtight.
Ron Kane, University Extension poultry specialist, he said that he recommends trying to heat your coop a little bit if you can. A heated waterer can help since birds consume about a cup of water a day. Also, having deep litter bedding so the birds can help keep themselves warm will keep them healthy. And he says, remember, birds that are warm require less feed.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up Seed Treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up Seed Treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
And today is Giving Tuesday. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding all donors, be careful with your money and do a little research before you write that check or make that donation. They advise that you know exactly where your money is going and how it's going to be used. They also suggest think about giving locally to local events or organizations or those within the state like the Wisconsin FFA or your local Humane Society. Giving Tuesday today. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the upper 20s. Tonight, steady temperatures, and then tomorrow we'll stay in the low 30s through much of the day. It'll be cloudy with flurries, very windy with falling temperatures late tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. It'll be windy with falling temperatures through much of the day Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV's Mike Toomey, who will discuss his 10th annual Christmas special in Southeast Wisconsin. Then Nightlight frequent flyer Frank Anderson joins the show to tell Christmas ghost stories.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Bear coming your way from Oshkosh this morning. We got here on time. Woo! We had the right directions.
We're good.
We're like 20 minutes early.
Our boss is happy, so we didn't stress him
last,
out.
Okay,
so
the time we got here, the time we got here this morning, okay, is about the time last time when I said, how far is Milwaukee from Fond du Lac? Because now we're only 44 miles away.
That's true. That was turnaround time.
That was turnaround time.
But no, we're here on time. Hey, you didn't mention the weather.
I don't have the weather.
It's 21.
Is that all it is? Yeah, it's cold out. It's really cold.
You were complaining this morning. I thought you'd bring that onto the show.
Well, it like surprised us, didn't it, though? I mean, it went from really nice to really cold.
True.
Right away.
We're talking that we have to get our Christmas decorations up.
No, you were the only one talking about getting Christmas decorations up. Nikki, were you talking about that?
I spent some time in the studio with Jim talking about how holiday prepared he wanted to be.
Yes.
And
preparedness.
Yes.
Yes. And I have to do that, and it's too cold.
I know. It really is.
I should have done it. Last year was, but it's going to be 50 on Sunday.
Oh, is it really?
So,
wow.
Do it on Sunday. You can come over anytime you want.
Anytime Sunday?
He's not going to go up on.
There's no Packer game. There's no reason not to come over and help.
I got
to
help with charity.
You'll find a charity.
Giving Day, okay? It's not just the Tuesday for Giving Day. I also have a thing called Giving Sunday.
It's every day for me.
I do.
Yeah, is that sponsored by your couch?
Right.
Because.
Ooh.
How?
Let's underscore.
You can't talk about that.
Yes. I think you mentioned it. So, everybody knows, Lisa, everybody knows that standard goal for steps is 10,000 a day. That would be great but people hit 7,000 once in a while, 8, and it's like, oh, come on.
I did 13,000 one day. I can show you.
He did 13,000 one day. And if you do 18,000 steps, that's like awesome. I mean, that's a great, healthy day. And you can do that, cheat a little bit and go on the treadmill and jog a little bit, but all those steps count. Anyway, so John keeps track. I don't. He keeps track. I walked a lot of steps this past weekend, but I don't know how many.
We can find it on your phone.
Yeah, we can look it up.
It might be an app. Yep. Oh, you're suddenly.
Notice how he takes it and hides it away from everybody.
Not sure I got other stuff on
there.
That's
interesting.
But anyway, I'll get back to it. So John kept track this weekend. And there's a lot of football on this
weekend. I had planned on not doing much this weekend because I had an arduous trip.
Arduous.
I like that.
I had an arduous trip to the UP last week, you know, walking in the woods and the whole thing. So I thought when I come
honey, I want to check those records, by the way.
I didn't have service up there.
Oh.
So I thought when I come back, you know what I need to do to make sure I come back to work on Monday in good shape? I'm just going to chill. I'm going to rest up.
You chill.
I'm going to watch a lot of football. I'm going to eat a whole pecan pie. I'm going to do all those things and then come back with vim and vigor this week, which I have.
You ate a whole pecan pie?
Yes, he did.
Do you know how many calories are in a single slice of pecan pie?
He doesn't care.
Look at it. Answering for me.
Pecan pie is made with Karo syrup and additional sugar.
It's like
sugar.
Liquid diabetes.
It is.
He knows that.
It's nothing but sugar.
That's what attracts him to the pie.
So you make your point.
Don't
Jello.
Feel bad.
It's like
I'm just jealous
know,
you didn't
I
share
know.
It with me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
because
the best.
I would have been all up in that pecan pie.
Jim's trying to get at is that I only walk like 200 steps on Sunday.
That's like the bathroom and back. That's
like enough. Four times.
Right.
Don't feel bad. I probably walked 200 steps on Sunday as
really?
Well.
Really? Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Thank
Sunday
you.
Was
well,
my
very kind.
All right. Well, we're going to, as we, you know, it's
actually,
only
it
December.
Actually, it was even worse than that.
No.
Well, yesterday you were claiming 600.
For the weekend.
But what
you
want
to know how many? Sunday. You can read it, Lisa, because I trust you. Do you see where it says Sunday?
562.
No.
That was for the whole weekend.
Yeah,
right?
No. 562 is for today, currently, to date.
136.
That's unbelievable.
136. You know, that's pretty much, that's getting up, walking downstairs, going to the bathroom, and then sitting on your...
136 for the entire day. That's unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. That is like hospital traction.
That's hospital grade right there, guys.
Jim, do you have an iPhone by chance?
He sure does.
Yeah.
Oh, because Sarah just texted. Jim, you can find it under the health app.
Yeah.
Thanks, sir.
Well, funny. All right, Sarah. Gosh.
I don't know.
Oh, look at I see the app on there.
Yeah,
yeah, it's there.
Just, just in case.
Hey, how many times did you say, oh, man, when I was in New York, I walked so far. You can't believe how far we walked.
I only gained a pound.
I told my trainer that.
I said, look, I walked so much. Yeah. Wait, we can look it up.
Vim and vigor.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So it was, you know how far 136 steps is? 1/10 of 1 mile.
1/10 of 1 mile.
So if you broke down 130 by 3, what would that be? Because, you know, normally a step, if you take a long step, it's a yard. You know what I mean?
Right.
So how many yards would that only be?
40.
40 yards for the day. Wow.
That's on my football legs,
field, that's
like a corgi standing right next to a Great Dane.
Right. That's what I get for not putting the pecan pie back in the fridge.
There you go. That would have got more steps.
Exactly. Just leave it on the couch.
You are like the picture of gluttony.
Leave it on your chest.
And here I am talking about how much I dislike that movie Whale.
I know.
I was him that day.
That movie was really a good movie. If you'd stuck it out, I know it was hard to watch.
I couldn't stand how she was to him.
I know it was hard to watch. It was hard to watch.
Yeah.
But it was...
Did he win like an Oscar?
Yeah.
I think he did.
She was nominated for sure.
Nominated.
I don't know if he wanted. But I'm with Johnny. That it's hard to see a daughter treat her dad like that. You know, and I left a little... And my wife kept watching it, and I'm like, I can't watch this. And then... But I think maybe 15 minutes or 20, I went back and watched it. But that was a great movie.
It was a very good movie, as very hard to watch.
Yeah.
And as one who has problems with her weight,
because we don't deal with weight problems.
Well, no,
I feel sorry for the fat shaming, and the fat phobia.
I know.
And all that.
Why would they? Yeah, I don't know how you.
Yeah,
that's
it's
hard. It's just. Yeah.
And Todd just sits there and kills.
January 1st is coming up, and we're all going to be on our new
resolution.
You guys have been on a health kick since I came to work for Civic on February 20th.
We're concerned with our health.
We want to set the stage.
We haven't achieved it yet, but we're concerned.
And we don't.
We do copious amounts of exercise.
There we are. There we go.
Yeah.
We do.
I'm not even kidding.
We eat copious amounts of food, too. And copious amounts of alcohol.
That's not doing that.
But the reason we haven't done a lot is we want to get our audience to be like, you know, we don't want to be like condescending. Or,
absolutely.
You want to say, Johnny?
Hey, how was your marathon this weekend?
Right. Good. No.
I had a personal best.
Right. They would tune out. So now they're like,
good warm-up
okay
for the Ironman.
And the other guys, people are listening. Yeah, I had a pecan pie too.
You guys are just the average man right
you
here.
Are every man.
Right.
You are every man.
So what we're trying to say, everybody can be like us. You can be like us.
Doesn't take much,
you
let me tell
you. You can be like us.
So
you know,
it can be,
I strive to be just like you, John.
Said no one ever.
Keep trying.
136 steps on a Sunday. That is my goal.
I will see if I can hit a pecan pie.
Right. I don't know if I'm going to do the pecan pie.
Just saying.
As much as I love pecan pie.
Well, then you're not going to totally be like me.
But I want to say that this is all a setup for next year when we actually do lean into the diet.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, sure.
My trainer's coming on.
It's 28 days away.
I know. So we got 28 days to get our mindset. But I got my trainer coming on next week. She's going to text you, Todd. I talked to her yesterday. You know, we're going in and we'll put a little, we got to put a wage or something on that.
Oh, absolutely.
So what accountability you're telling me is you're pre-gaming the diet.
Yeah.
I see.
We know what we're doing.
So it's kind of like
Johnny's
when you go to.
We're professionals.
Just stay with us.
Yeah. It's kind of like when you shop at Kohl's, right? And everybody's got this theory, right?
The Kohl's
always has great sales because they mark it up only to mark it down, right?
Right.
So they're.
Yeah, same type of thing.
We're building up the audience.
Yeah.
And they are, and I think a lot of people are going to join us. They're going to benefit because they're going to join
us. We're going to encourage them.
Right.
Oh, and that's your little tagline
for right
Civic
now they're
Media?
Like, they're joining, they're listening.
So he's
going to
do a podcast, and at the end, it's going to be Schmidt out.
He's going to take Beck's.
Yes, he's still in his line.
Or it's going to be, this was a Schmitty show, so. So we want to do a little bit better.
One of the two.
Jim is there.
One of the two.
There it is, right there.
Yeah. You just created
a promo. Every time we see you, I have to ask, tell me again what pets you have in your house.
Okay, I have cats. I have a dog.
Okay.
I have a bearded dragon.
Okay.
And I have two tarantulas.
Do the bearded dragon and cat get along okay? It seems like they would be enemies.
When Zelda's out and about and running around doing her thing.
And that's the dragon.
That's the bearded dragon. Okay. She will run up to the cats and just kind of check them out. And the cat's just like, oh.
How big is the dragon?
The bearded dragon, it's about 2 feet long.
Okay, so about the size of a cat?
Yeah.
A little bit bigger?
Yeah. Well, no. But smaller than a cat.
Okay.
Definitely smaller than a cat. But she'll interact with the cat. She interacts with the dog.
Wow.
So.
But what is that?
What is what?
A bearded dragon.
I don't know.
It's a lizard.
What do they have in Hawaii? Or not Hawaii. Mexico.
It's not.
An iguana.
It's not like an iguana.
Okay.
I'll have to get my phone out to show you a picture, but they're a lizard. They look like a little tiny dinosaur.
Okay.
They have spiky bits beard. Underneath their chin, so that's where the beard comes from.
Okay. Are those legal?
Yes. Yes, they are.
But they're
absolutely.
Oh, I thought you meant the beard.
No.
Yeah, they're like the Yankees, no facial hair.
Yes, that's a bearded dragon right there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
See how Amanda's just sharing her phone and the images on it so freely?
They've got those in Arizona, don't they?
Yes. I've seen those in Arizona.
They're actually the wildlife thing, but yeah.
They're native to Australia.
Okay.
But yeah, I absolutely, she has a personality and she's so much fun.
And the dogs don't go after her?
No, the dog just is like, oh, it's the lizard is out.
All right.
But don't you have to be a little bit careful?
Dogs and cats living together, mass
hysteria.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
But prehistoric cousins.
I've been known to scritch the top of her head and we cuddle her. She loves to cuddle and watch TV with us. So
wow.
Is she the big spoon or the little spoon?
She's the little spoon, definitely.
Is she a shoulder rester?
No, she likes
nuzzler?
She likes to be turned into a burrito in towels and
that's sounding good.
No.
Hey Nikki, she telling your dating history? Wow! What?
I'm not following.
Right.
Mine. By the way.
Okay, I know something you got that's illegal, though.
My tarantulas?
Yes! Yeah. Aren't they?
That's why I'm not saying where I live.
Okay. Because I just saw something about that.
They're not, you're not supposed to have them.
Well, you're not, okay. I think Green Bay has an ordinance.
We do.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's changed, but
you
did not like a lot of
remember
the,
that.
People were bringing
Do you remember
in
that time when there was a fire
snakes?
And the firefighters went in and there were like these big snakes and stuff? They're like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yikes.
But honestly, if there was a fire, the last thing I would be concerned about is Sparkle Butt and River. I wouldn't. Those are the names of the tarantulas.
Just let them fade away.
Out of all the
who would you say
that zoo you have over there? What if there was a fire and they said, you know what, you got to get out, and you could grab one.
I could grab one.
Mm-hmm.
I would grab the dog.
Yeah, me too.
I would grab Mojo,
and then I would come back and get my wife.
I would have my son, the cat, Schmidt,
looking for housing.
Right. Okay, all right. That wasn't funny.
No, we're not going to turn into that show, Todd.
That wasn't funny.
Do you have the backup, backing up thing? Because I think Donna's texting.
Beep, 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 beep.
I'm just kidding.
Jim Schmidt staying at the new community shelter tonight because he is unhoused.
It's a waiting list.
I'll donate some clothes.
We've got a couch here.
Take some fine linens with you.
Yes. Yeah. You got a nice office here. The nice studio, the whole
very
thing.
Very nice. Very nice.
This is really cool.
Love the location.
Yeah.
I like downtown people.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I was so glad Civic Media built their studio in Green Bay and in Oshkosh in the downtown because there's a lot of suburbs.
I agree.
You know, like your predecessor that, you know, who wants to be out there? You want to be where the action is, where the vibe is. And that's in the
We used
downtown.
To love being downtown, except when you'd make us do those pep rallies. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Mino, Murphy. We're doing a pep rally.
We had a lot of pep rallies when I was.
I don't know if we make sure. It's gonna be right outside your door. It's gonna be right below where you are. Just walk out the door.
You're right. There's no excuse
like
to miss a pep rally.
Come up with an excuse. We got to start a quick break. Mino and the Mayor, come your way from Oshkosh with Nikki and Lisa and Amanda and Todd. Back after this.
Sing a song.
We'll be right back.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Get the family out of the house this holiday season and book a private event with us at Heights Pub and Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay. We provide an unmatched atmosphere where you can soak in the modern elegance of history. With seating for 32 and space for up to 100 guests, let our second floor parlor and third story loft treat you to top-notch service from a personal bartender and hand-picked food selections from our kitchen. 2024 dates are booking out fast, so secure yours now. Like and follow us on Facebook or check us out at heightsgb.com to discover more.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor coming your way from downtown Oshkosh on a chilly morning. Would you say 21?
Yes, but let me just check again.
Check your, the right on there. Like normal.
Okay, we're
can
we're...
you not see it?
Oh, there. Okay. Well, this is a different computer than I have.
Like, oh, don't sound techie. That guy doesn't know how to turn on a computer.
The screen.
23 in Green Bay, 28 in Appleton, 26 in Oshkosh.
Okay, it's 26. See, it's warmed up.
It is. It was 21 when we came in.
It was.
So but we love being downtown Oshkosh. A lot of cool things happening down here.
Absolutely.
And we love the money that the city is putting into Oshkosh, you know, with some of your infrastructure, what you've done with Herd building that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a risk in and of itself. And then that's got a catalyst for other restaurants. And it's just, and you seem to have addressed parking pretty well and the nice wide sidewalks. I think
and you're
that's
always
awesome.
Adapting. Because, like, I remember it wasn't that many years ago. I did a thing for, was it the Miss Teen or Miss Wisconsin Teen?
That was down here.
Patrick? That was here. That
and that was at the moved. Pioneer, right? Mm-hmm. And that's gone now, right?
Yeah, Pioneer's gone.
But that was like one of the showpieces. For down here.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what I'm saying is they keep moving on and getting cooler new things.
Yeah. And that's, you got a great city council, but Mark has done a good job as your city administrator, I think.
Mark Roloff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's definitely. Been on our show, Johnny.
He's,
do you remember that?
Retiring. Yeah, I do. You know he's retiring.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's leaving.
He was on our show here, wasn't he, that morning?
No. He was... We called him when we were in Green Bay.
Okay.
And he came on and we talked and, you know, and he just, yeah, what his kid went to see him, school mine did. So I knew him a little bit, but he has done a great job and he's been here, what, 20?
16 years, I believe. Yeah.
That's a long time.
Hey,
that's
a long time. Didn't somebody else, wasn't somebody else mayor for 16?
That's a long time. That's what I say, time to get out.
I don't know. Let me check the license plate.
Lisa, he has a vanity plate.
I do.
Does he really?
Mayor 16 years, GB.
Is that what it says?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
What if I told you it was a gift?
Yeah,
we wouldn't believe that.
Also,
you're
coming up today,
proud of your heritage, and that's the important.
Ryan Rasmussen, Executive Director, Oshkosh Area Community Pantry, is coming on. Today is Giving Tuesday, so that's a good thing to talk about. Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh. He's always a lot of fun. David Rucker, Bank First, and Jody Vandermolen, Winnebago Home Builders Association, Toys for Tots program. Another very important entity taking place.
That's a nice partnership.
Really
Bank First is awesome. right? I mean, we got they're all over our listening area. And then the home builders, they really step it up, don't they?
They always do. Green Bay does,
Appleton, they're just, it's great to have the home builders because there's a lot of them, right? That's everything from electricians and not just home builders, but even the people who do insurance, title work, and they're all members of that. So that's going to be a
great event. I've spoken at their things a few times. Yeah. Just a good group of people. Yeah. And then Dale Anderson from the Military Veterans Museum is coming down, which is a great place right by EAA.
Mm-hmm.
That's super.
Just got a text in from Mike. Loud and clear from Wildwood, Florida. Not much warmer here as we prepare for golf. 35 wonderful degrees.
Whoa. In Florida.
Wow, 35.
35 in Florida, and what did we have? These changed again.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No, because I'm in charge of them. They're right here in front of me. 23 in Green Bay, 28 in Appleton, 26 in Washington.
Yeah, Sean, that was the time that changed.
Oh, maybe that's what
it was.
But it's a new screen. I can't find anything in this screen.
It's the exact same screen.
John, the screens are just different sizes.
Well, yes, it's smaller because it's on a smaller screen, but it's still laid out the same.
Yeah, I don't know if it is.
Bless your tiny heart.
Yeah. But thanks, Mike. Enjoy golfing. 35 degrees in Florida. It's still that's a nice place to be.
That's a little cool, though.
That's really cool for Florida, isn't it?
Yeah.
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 Heck, 60 is cool for Florida.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. Amanda's doing something.
Amanda's
are you making
playing?
It bigger for me?
Yes.
Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you so much.
Isn't that hard to see? It's kind of hard, huh? Yeah, you agree? Okay, good. All right, thank you.
She says no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Nope.
So, Lisa.
Yes.
Living in Oshkosh.
Yes.
Being a Southern girl.
Yes.
What are some of the things that, you know, you've had to adapt to besides the weather and things? Because it was a little bit slower pace down south?
No.
No, okay.
That's a lie.
Oh, is it really?
It's
or what?
Very much. Listen.
The way we work.
Somebody's lying. I'm not sure who.
The way we work in radio, you know how hard we work, right?
Yeah.
No, it's like nap time down there. And you know that, Lisa. They would take all day to do one project.
When
I say all day, I mean
all day.
Really?
And they would find additional steps to make it even longer.
It's a slower pace.
It's a slower pace.
You know what we used to call that in the mine in the place I worked, Jim?
Dilly dallying.
Lazy.
Government work.
Yeah, they're all synonyms.
If somebody was doing something just to make it look like he was really busy, it's called a government project.
Lord, I'm not going to deny that. I'm not going to deny that. So
I used to take a clipboard or a file folder and walk very fast from my studio to wherever I was going so that people would think I was really, really busy and
that's what I mean.
Mess with me. Yeah.
Well, it's like George Costanza. Okay. Remember when George Costanza was assistant to the assistant travel director for the Yankees in Seinfeld?
And he slept under his desk?
Well, that too. He slept in his desk.
Yeah.
But then another thing was, well, in the off season, what do? Nothing. So like, well, what do you mean? Just sit here and look busy. How do you do it? He goes, the best way is to look really annoyed and perturbed.
It's Todd.
What the? Oh, damn. True or false? Best way to look busy is look perturbed.
Look perturbed.
Yes.
Yeah. Annoyed.
Yes.
I think we're in for, you make fun of government work, and a lot of people work really hard, but there are some people there that, you know, you look at the Department of Education. Do you see that in, you know, Trump's thinking of maybe getting rid of it. Did you see all the departments under that department? I mean, it's just crazy. What I want to say is it's going to be interesting when Elon Musk and what's his name? Who's the guy that from Ohio?
Jordan?
No idea.
No. He ran for president. And those two are going to be the government efficiency people. No.
Nope.
Anyway.
Nope.
They're going to be the government. And it's going to be interesting to see what they do when they focus in on reducing headcount or making people more accountable. That's just going to be an interesting exercise. They may not find anything, but I just, for someone who spent, you know, 20 years in government, it's going to be interesting what those guys find and if they're going to take that knowledge.
Right, quick break. Oh, back right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Luke Mathers joins us for some Tuesday Tangents with Luke and also a What's Worse? Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.